Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to jump in on this conversation because some people are saying it's a generational debate that's happening. Is it ever okay to interrupt somebody and call somebody out in the middle of a meeting? 855-444-6342. Is it okay to call someone out for maybe, especially when it comes to not giving you credit for some work that you've done, to say, hey, like, I need to get credit for the work that I've done and you didn't give me any and you're taking the credit for it. Some people are saying it is a generational thing, especially when the older generation usually ends up getting credit. So this man, he's 41 years old, asks, hey, am I being ridiculous here? I was doing an analytics report and a 24-year-old colleague suggested afterwards, hey, where did you get that idea to run that like graph and those analytics? And he said, well, it was you. I got the idea from you. And she goes, well, it would have been nice to get credit for it. And he goes, man, back in my day, you would have gotten fired. He did one of those back in my day moments for calling out a coworker in public. You should never do that. 855-444-6342. Some people on the thread are saying, well, this is two different generations. Like Gen Z wants credit, demands credit, and is going to hold you accountable for it. Where the older generation feels like you got to pay your dues. The man gets credit, right? Like the older senior in the room.
This is a pretty sensitive topic that's close to home for me. I am a Gen Z, and I do think I am a person who speaks my mind. I say what I want to say. I say the truth. And I would call someone out in a meeting if I didn't get the credit, because it's really hard to like put in your work and not get credit just because of your age. That's happened to me a lot in my career. People think, pay your dues, pay your dues, pay your dues. Okay, well, I am trying to pay my dues actively, so I want to get credit for the work that I've put in. And I don't think it's fair to have people walk all over you just because you're younger. So yeah, I would interrupt a meeting if someone didn't give me credit for something.
Great point.
You have to stand up for yourself.
AB, is the other Gen Zer in the room?
I think if this was the first time it's happened, I would let it slide.
Don't make it a theme, though.
I think
if you let it happen once, they'll just keep doing it. You have to stick up for yourself.
I think I would try to think, okay, maybe they're just not realizing or whatever. I would let it slide once. If it became this continuous thing, I would speak up. And I think it's okay to say it in the meeting.
In the meeting.
Yes.
Kevin.
I look at it like this. You're a part of a team when you're a group, and the team should get the credit. The problem is you're going to get the blame individually when things fail. So if you're going to get the credit individually, you also need to accept that blame individually. My problem is
interesting.
The fact
so
that,
if like the idea didn't work, you'd be like, hey, 24-year-old's with the idea.
Exactly. And you know that he would have thrown that guy under the bus.
Yeah, that's
or
not
that
fair.
Girl under the bus. That's not fair. You know, and I think that a lot of this is how it's talked about.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Communication's important.
Exactly. That guy seemed to be like, yeah, well, I got the idea from you. He should have been like, oh, and I'm so sorry. The idea came from you. He should have given her some credit. Give credit where credit's due. It's the smart way to work together as a team. And it's always the best policy to think of your coworkers that way. They're part of your team. Treat them as such.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly have mixed feelings about this. The mixed feeling I have is it really depends on what the idea was. Like if we are sitting here and there's someone's in a presentation and you have to present 10 slides. Like, so this slide, I got the idea from Kevin.
Yeah.
This next slide, I got the idea from AB. Like, it just, that just feels like a lot, right? Like, I do think there is, like, someone who is leading the presentation. And I also think that sometimes the person who is like, oh, I gave you that idea. Well, there was a million ideas that stacked upon one idea that led us here. And so trying to get the credit. And I also think that anything public, like publicly calling someone out, I think those need to be few and far between.
Yeah,
and
you
I
definitely think, need to pick your battles. If this yes, is the first right. time it's happening, I wouldn't just blatantly be like, well, that was my idea and yell it out in the meeting.
I think like for me, like that guy is now saying, look at this younger generation. I don't think you're accomplishing your goal, which is getting the credit you want. I think you pull someone aside and say, hey, next time you do that, it'd be cool if you're like, yo, Hannah had suggested I use this idea for this graph and this analytics that I'm showing you. This came from Hannah. Let's work together as a team. They're going to find more mutual respect having the uncomfortable one-on-one conversation than you yelling out in the middle of me, where'd you get that idea from, dude?
I mean, there's a respectful way to do it in both ways. There's a respectful way for the Gen Zer to announce like, hey, I was a part of this idea as well, like it was a collaboration. And there's also a respectable way for the person presenting to give the other person credit. I
absolutely.
Think it's a two-way street.
And because it was a good idea, this is going to be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Idea that's going to probably be used again going forward. So they're going to have to work together on this next idea, no matter who gets the credit.
I also think it's easier for me to say like, hey, we shouldn't yell that kind of stuff out in meetings because I'm, you know, a white male who's more likely to get credit. Has a woman ever been in a meeting like, you know what, I spoke up, never getting the credit, and people are taking the credit for it? Do you think you should ever call somebody out in a meeting? Do you think that establishes the fact that you're going to get walked all over, like Hannah said? And you know what? You got to call people out in the middle of public meetings or nothing will change. Or do you feel like, hey, this should always be handled privately? We'll take your calls on this. 855-444-6342. Who is in the right? The man who, you know, didn't say anything, or this Gen Zer said, hey, I want credit publicly? Take your calls on this next. Is it ever okay to publicly call someone else out in a meeting? 855-444-6342. This man is going viral for and what they call sparked a generational debate online because of a tense office moment. He was showing an analytics report. And the 24-year-old colleague suggested in the middle of the meeting, hey, where'd you get that idea for this report? And he goes, well, it was you. And she said, well, it would have been nice to get some credit for it. And he said, you know, back in my day, you wouldn't do that stuff publicly. You never call it another coworker. Some people are saying, no, Gen Z's saying, hey, man, if you're not giving me credit, I'm going to say something publicly. Should you say something in the meeting if someone is not getting you credit? 855-444-6342.
I'm definitely in the camp of that. I would be that 24-year-old girl, just like in this story, who would say something. If I worked hard on something, if I had an idea, if I had a collaboration, I would expect to be announced for that and praised for that.
For me, I think there are very few times that you should call out a coworker publicly in the middle of the meeting. So much happens behind the scenes for be like, well, you didn't give me credit for that idea. usually how an idea comes to life is ideas compiled, a bunch of other ideas, and a lot of work behind the scenes. And so I just feel like then we're just getting into this whole, I want credit. I feel like that is honestly doing what he is afraid. It's like Gen Z just doesn't get it. Like, it just lacks maturity. Like, you should pull the colleague aside and be like, hey, man, I feel like you're taking credit for some of my work. What's going on here? And having a conversation that seems like healthier outside of, because now he's saying, he's doing exactly what you don't want to happen. He's, look at this younger Gen Z generation. I don't respect them. And that's not getting the respect that Gen Z probably wanted.
I think it's right. A little different for men and women too, yeah. Because women calling someone out in a meeting could be seen as petty and immature, mm-hmm. Whereas a man doing it might be like, oh, he's standing his ground.
He's so bold.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like unless it was a continuous thing, I wouldn't say anything. And I know it's wrong that people might think, oh, it's petty just because I'm a woman. But I think that is part of the reason I'm like feeling more reserved about it and that I wouldn't do it.
I would call it out right away because I wouldn't want it to become a normal pattern. I don't want the person who's older than me or the male in this story to think, okay, I'm just going to go along with this theme of not giving her credit and she's not going to say anything. I would nip it in the butt right away. If I did something that I didn't get credit for, I would say it right then. So it wouldn't become a thing.
Well, I think my friend Chris, who texted me, kind of says it best. He says, I feel like there are so many variables that come to play with this situation about taking credit for work that's done, whether it's a small idea or something that lands on a multi-million-dollar contract with your company. There's definitely different ways to handle that situation, and handling it publicly is probably not the best way.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to get more credit, because this is all about credit, for having the the hardest conversations, I always feel like, is those one-on-ones. Yelling something in a meeting sometimes, like when you're mad and emotions are high, that feels easier to me because you're mad. Like, right, like your emotions are high. It is so much harder to go into an office, close doors, and be like, let's talk. Like, that is the scariest type of conversation. But that's where, like, real credit and, like, respect is established.
I mean, maybe.
Is it?
Maybe. I mean, you can be praised in silent, but you want to be praised publicly. Like, I worked hard on this. I want other people to see it. Having that older boss or whatever just be like, oh, yeah, you know, I thought of you. That doesn't mean anything. I want everybody to know that I collaborated on this.
Do you feel like then if that conversation happens privately, then it won't go anywhere publicly?
Correct.
I'm thinking once you have that conversation privately, that's going to change your guys' working relationship moving forward. But like Hannah pointed out, there's still a lot of dudes in power that haven't done any of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.